Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the New Testament book of Revelation. Now to Pastor Chris.
Revelation 10, and do we have some good mysteries to unravel today? I have to tell you, I really enjoyed preparing for this one. When I started out, I was a little lost, but I read, I prayed, asked God some questions, listened to some good teachers, and now I really dig this chapter. And I love that process. I love following clues and piecing together a good puzzle. And I'm convinced that God enjoys leaving clues as much as we enjoy finding them. One thing I don't like is a mystery that can never be solved. Those get to me, like movies without an ending. That drives me crazy. And sometimes life can feel like that. Sometimes you feel like you have more questions than answers. You know God is with you, and God is working. You just wish you could figure out what on earth he's doing. Revelation 10 is about resolution. It's about answering a mystery. Not just a mystery, the mystery. Verse 7 calls it the mystery of God. What is it? Stay tuned. We left off amidst the seven trumpet judgments, six down, one to go. And we begin at verse 1. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was robed in a cloud, with a rainbow above his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs were like fiery pillars. Now, who is this mighty angel? It's not 100% clear, but there are a lot of clues, and I think we're supposed to follow them. The description here reminds me of someone we saw recently. Face like the sun, legs like fiery pillars. That sounds a whole lot like Revelation 1, and that was Jesus. Now, is this Jesus? I don't know. Jesus can be tricky. He walked 10 miles with two disciples without being recognized. But can the Son of God be an angel? Well, so far we've seen him as a man, a lamb, a lion. I think he can be an angel if he wants to. In fact, in the Old Testament, I'm convinced that an angel called the angel of the Lord is in fact Jesus. Now, I could be wrong on this one, but this is how solving mysteries works. You got to dig and guess a little. Now, if you ask me, there is more to Jesus than meets the eye. He shows up more often than we realize. So what is this angel up to, whoever he is? Verse 2. He was holding a little scroll, which lay open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he gave a loud shout like the roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voices of the seven thunders spoke. This angel is massive. With his two fiery pillars for legs, he straddles the sea and the land. Walking on water reminds me of someone. Now, you have to picture this one in your mind. He plants his feet. I see a stand of victory, claiming land and sea. After all, the seals are broken. The price is paid. The redemption of the world is at hand. And in verse 3, he shouts. Like a lion's roar, he shouts. Lion, the king of beasts. Reminds me of someone again. Now, did you know that on a quiet night, a lion's roar can be heard from 8 kilometers away? That's 5 miles. I think this roar covers the world. And you know why they roar? To proclaim their territory. I picture this like the T-Rex roar in Jurassic Park. I claim this land. And look back in verse 3. When he shouted, the voices of the seven thunders spoke. Voices of seven thunders. The roar goes out and the very thunders respond. I don't even know what that means, but it's awesome. Now, I couldn't resist on this one. I had to have a little fun with sound effects. I wanted to imagine something like what John heard. So here goes. Something like that. John hears it all. And check out verse 4. John is about to write down what he heard, but a voice from heaven tells him, "Seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down." Hey, I wanted to know, why can't John tell us? I don't know, but there's a verse that helps me with all of this. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law." God keeps his secrets, and I'm okay with that. But he also reveals, and what he reveals, we hold on to. And there's more to come. Watch what happens in verse 5. "Then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven, and he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said, there will be no more delay. But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he announced to his servants the prophets." Whoa. The mighty angel swears by God Almighty, there will be no more delay. I like that phrase. The waiting is over. Sometimes the waiting is the hardest part, especially waiting on God's timing. When will God get to the point? When will God work all things for good? His word says it, I believe it, but when, Lord, will I see it? The mighty angel swears by the eternal God, there will be no more delay. But no more delay of what? Watch verse 7 carefully. "But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished." Did you catch that? The mystery of God. In the Bible, a mystery is a sacred secret. This is the mystery. God's great big plan. What is it? I don't know exactly, but I'm guessing that it will answer a lot. A lot of why, Lords. A lot of when, Lords. What are you doing, Lords? The mystery of God will be accomplished. And look, just like the prophet said. So what is it? We have a clue. Look carefully at verse 7. God gives us the timing. "But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet." Okay, now this is a little goofy, but if you had kids when I had kids, or if you were a kid when I had kids, this is going to make sense. Do you remember Blue's Clues? Blue dog, a guy named Steve with striped shirts, or Joe, but I liked Steve. Okay, every show, what did you look for? Paw prints. Paw prints were clues. This is the paw print. When the seventh angel sounds the trumpet, watch for it. Draw paw prints in your Bible when you see it. Now, unfortunately, it's not in this chapter. But when we get there, I expect all of you to say, a clue, unless you're Blue the dog, in which case you say, pow, pow, pow. And if you haven't seen Blue's Clues by now, you think I'm crazy. Fair enough. Even so, watch for the seventh angel. For now, read chapter 10 and wait. This is our calling. We wait. It was about 12 years ago. I was a believer. I trusted God with anything. But my dad's family got hit. One with Alzheimer's, one cancer, and one delusional bipolar. And the combination was the perfect storm of crazy. Good people, believers, but I had to ask, why, Lord? He gave me one answer, Psalm 27:13. It says, "I would have given up hope unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord."